Are you traveling to foreign countries for work? Do you have clients or colleagues abroad that you'd like to communicate more easily with? Then you should learn to speak a new language and make your business better. Living Language Business courses provide you with the most useful phrases, vocabulary, and cultural tips for business. Try a Living Language Business course for free by using code WSJ2016 at checkout. Visit livinglanguage.com/business to get started.
Fewer than 1 in 4 Americans have plans for in-store shopping on Black Friday.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Why fight the crowds when you don't have to? A new survey from Bankrate.com finds fewer than 1 in 4 Americans plans to shop in stores the day after Thanksgiving. And many Americans apparently plan to avoid shopping this weekend. Joining us is Bankrate.com personal finance analyst Mike Cetera. First, Mike, what is the percentage of people that have plans to shop in stores this Black Friday?
So we have found that 23%, so a little bit less than a quarter, of all Americans say they're going into the stores on Friday. That's actually down a bit from the last time we asked this question, which was in 2014. At that time, 28% of Americans said they had planned to be in the stores the day after Thanksgiving.
And, Mike, a slim majority of Americans state they do not plan to do any shopping on Thanksgiving, Black Friday, or Cyber Monday.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, and I think that this is not anything indicative about the economy. It is simply stating that people are sort of getting on to what retailers are up to, and what's happening is retailers are not necessarily offering their best deals on this holiday weekend. They're spreading it out over the course of the holiday season, and consumers are figuring that out.
Isn't this sort of a detriment to retailers? Aren't they sort of biting their nose off to spite their face, you know, spreading these deals out? Because, after all, it's a publicized holiday, but I suppose they figure they can make a lot more money if they spread the deals out.
Yeah, I think they're trying to get people into stores more often throughout the holiday season, and that's why they're kind of expanding these things. But you have to remember that there's a large segment of the population that finds Black Friday distasteful. They don't like the crowds. They don't like the potential chaos. And so by offering these deals on other days throughout the holiday season, you're appealing to the group that doesn't necessarily want to get out into the crowds on Black Friday.
Well, speaking of the people that do want to get out among the crowds, which demographics do you find are most enthusiastic about Black Friday?
So it's young adults who are particularly excited about heading out to their mall or the big box store on Friday. We found that 37% of adults between the ages of 18 and 25 say they'll be shopping in stores. That's the largest of any age demographic. Those young adults are also the most excited about shopping online on Black Friday, and 38% of 18 to 25-year-olds say they will shop online on Friday as well.
And you have found that women are also more inclined to shop at this time. Of course, women are more inclined to shop anyway.
Yeah, I actually think that the it's a sort of a small difference when we're talking about in-store, 25% to 20. There's a much bigger gap when we're talking about online, though. We found that 30% of women said they were planning to shop online on Black Friday, and that's compared with just 21% of men. So there's a bigger gap there when it comes to online shopping.
And how much do people plan to spend on Black Friday on average?
I actually think this is the most interesting revelation from our survey. When we asked this question, we found that even though there are fewer people planning to go to the stores on Black Friday, they're actually going to be spending more this year than they did in 2014 when we last asked this question. The median expected amount of money people are going to spend this year on Friday is $300. That's up from $200 in 2014.
You've worked it out to an average of $521?
Correct. Average of 521 with a median of 300.
Right. Okay. What about Cyber Monday? What has your survey turned up on that particular day?
So we actually found that more people plan to participate in Cyber Monday than they do plan to go shopping in the store on Black Friday. So this is beginning to be a larger deal than even Black Friday itself. 27% of U.S. adults say they intend to take advantage of Cyber Monday shopping deals. That's up slightly from 25% in 2014.
Have we turned the corner as far as methods to shop? Are more people shopping online for the holidays than are going to stores?
Yeah, so I mean, you're still going to find the bulk of all retail sales are still going to be in-store, but every year online sales chip away at that a little bit more. I've seen some estimates of digital sales jumping by 25% this year. That's a particularly rosy assessment.
Yeah.
By any measure, there's going to be more online shopping this year than there has been in the past.
And are we spending more on Cyber Monday or Black Friday? I'll bet it's kind of close.
It is incredibly close. Difference of a percentage point, 26% say they're going to shop online on Black Friday and 27% on Cyber Monday. Overall, when we look at the three holiday days of the weekend, Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday, we find that 38% of all adults say they're going to go shop online during one of those 3 days, and just 28% of all adults say they're going to be in store in one of those days.
Mike Cetera, personal finance analyst, Bankrate.com. Thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Got an Amazon Echo or an Amazon Tap? Listen to the Wall Street Journal as part of your flash briefing. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.